Okay, start talking about the Red Town. Basically, the Red Town stands up, the Red Kasha, the Little Shoes of my Nokat, is not Mitzad, the Modus of a Moicher. Rather, the Moicher should be like Gora, Rabbi Eid Echad. And there are two ramifications of that. One is that the other guy, the Moicher, is saying, not saying it's his, he'll have to swear Shmuel Deraisa. And one that the Moicher is saying, hey, is saying is the one that bought it, doesn't rightfully belong to him. He'll be part of the Shmuel because Eid Hamesayeya Patis from a Shmuel. He said the Rambam only takes the first half, not the second half. He also learns like Tais, that's him, the Mars. Kashi is within Eid Echad of the Meicher, but, and therefore the Shvua of the other guy should be the Raisa, but yet, the second half, that Upata, the one who is who he's siding with, that Ram doesn't seem to agree with, he seems to hold like the Rishonim, type like Rabban, and others, and Masiyah does not Pata from the Shvua. Now, in Rantam, that's all we see, as far as we know, is all we see necessarily is that's a local svaro dafkan har sugya, not necessarily a global idea. Because in the Sefer Yashar for Rabbeinu Tam in the Chizkel Chedushim, he's very clear over there that dafka the Eidim Seyeya, i.e. the Meicher, will only pater one of the Eichzim within Shvuas of our Mishnah. And that's a shvuah shleikh alechad meilcha takeif, which is a weaker shvuah, only chiv derabanan. Only that eidim seya paters. But a shvuah deraisa, it's mavur ben tam, eidim seya won't pater. However, the Balmar, when he develops this idea, he, based on his rayas, we see that he holds it even by a shvuah deraisa. And that's gufa, what the Ramban takes issue with him about. Rabbeinu Tam only said on a Shvuah Rabbanan, but the Balmar does say he even got a Shvuah Rais in the Rosh. Based on all the Rais of the Rosh, it's before it's even by Shvuah Rais. Balmar, within the Balmar itself, it's a little bit difficult because first he says Svara. He learns also that Shpigin, he doesn't like Rashi, he doesn't like the Rif. Then Meicher, Elmais, then Erechon, he says, the Makkim, the Ikka, Shvuah Deraisa, like Tikkun Rabbanu Shvuas, the Kanas Lacham, the Mishnah saying. First, he's saying a different svar. Not all to Edom say, yeah. But if there's a Shvuah Deraisa, if one of them is making a Shvuah Deraisa, then there's no room for the Shvuah Derabbanu. That's why he won't be swearing the Shvuah Derabbanu. And he brings some type of raya, which is not 100% clear. And he says, Afkan, Eloy, Eid Echad, Misha Haya, Eid Kenegdo, Eid Nishma Shu Deraisa, Benoit Lo Mechza, U Misha Eid Imay, Noit Lo Mechza, Beloy Shvua. So it sounds like he's like, continue on what he just said, Then he turns around and says, Look, I'm a Sayla Eid Echad. So it's very not clear to me in the Balmar, he's saying two Svaras, he's saying one Svara. First Svara, it's not a Svara Balmar, in the case of the Shvua Deraisa, it's not Shvua Derabanan, that's his Raya from Sumchas over there. It's not so clear what the Rai is. But then, ultimately, just he says that when the Erechad's making the other guy swear, and the one that he's made for, that guy doesn't have to swear because they say, yeah. So, of course, it's far. It's not because if in place of the Shvuah Deraisa, you know, there is no Shvuah Rabbanan, whatever that far is, why should we not the Shvuah Rabbanan on Sunday Pahal either? But ultimately, at least he does say the Svara of Eid Mesayeh. So it's a little bit of a confusion within the Balmar himself. It means the Raya, Linyan Silin, Sloyan, Dinarim, Shun the Mesayeh, Leishtara, Siyu Balmar. Mav Rav, Mav Sadusim Aliasi, Shanishtar Meid, Shtaim, Leishalash, Siyu Balmar. So over there, it's a case of Shuas Maid and Mitzas. And case of the star was a vague star. Shtarsh said Sloyim, Malva says 5, Leva says 3. So the Gemara says, Rav Kiva says, I'm sorry, Rav Kiva says you swear the Shulchulis might be made sense. And he says, no, because of the Shtar, Mizmesha Aveda. Now, so about what are the Rishonim want from that? What does Rishonim want from that? That we see that since Batsim is arrived from the Shtar, he says Shtayim is Zichapater, right? He says Shtayim is Zichapater, why? Because the Shtar is Mesayet, so not case of 3. Case the Malv says 5, the Lev says 2, the Shtar says Stam, so the single Stam, it's not the Farish in the Shtar, that's 2, not 5, not 100, but the Siyua from the Shtar is that partnership in the Shvor. So here, the Shayim say that the Siyua of the Shtar patters, so man, so too, the Siyua of Edecha could also patter. That's the Balmaz right. So, rather, on this raya, the Chamas, the Ramban takes issue, and he says, over there it's not a raya b'chal, because over there, kim loy kasvi el shnayim. It says shloim, stam shloim is shnayim. I'll call yoyed mishad b'al shad b'chtayna. So I'll call yoyed mishad b'al shad. In other words, if you care, there is not just a psisiyu b'alma, like erecha, you can take him there, if the shtar is, and say, yeah, pater, so too erecha. Over there, it's not just a psisiyu b'alma. There, if the shtar is vague, and yad b'ashtar l'chtayim, it means the shtar says shtayim. For all intents and purposes, the most you collect in the shtar is shtayim. That's the minimum. That's the minimum that says in the shtar. So more than that, you don't have b'chal. So forget it. So we look at it. The shtar says too. So meila, it's not just a psisiyu b'alma. So meila, for there, the b'chal can be garaya gabe erecha.
You're saying that the shtar actually says.
Lech digas what?
That's what he says.
The
That's what he says. The shtar actually says.
The shtar says shloim, stam shloim shtayim. So that's all the shtar says. So meila, the meila, even he's claiming 5. So what? We say that's what the shtar says. Because if yad b'shtar tachtayna, he can't collect more than what says in the shtar. Then we don't know. We don't know. The shtar says more. So that's all the shtar says. So meila, the meila says better than stam asiyu ba'alm. Don't stay in the shtar. Don't stay in the star. Now, the Ramban himself, he says, first of all, the fact he takes issue with the Malamar, the fact that the Malamar extended it to other Shavuos as well, and he says that the Rebbe Tam was only saying that by our Mishnah, by Shavu the Rabbana, not by Shavu the Reis of Eidecha, the Moed Mitzah, the Shul Shem, as we'll see. So that he said, this extension to include other Shavuos, Zadav Shiefshin. Ashkan Eidecha, come El Chayim Shavu, Avloy Lifter. Where do you find Eidecha Patas of Shavu? Where do you find Eidecha Patas of Shavu? There's a Rabban, I'll bring your eyes, it doesn't. V'yul yisim ha milsa, shayim ha shemas la shayim ramay chayim. Shayid yichiyuvay mishum nahav arishayim. M'chul yivshua shinyach l'shava m'shalim. In the pirshu, the bahag, and the shultis. In other words, this is Gemara, alam ravav and beiz. The Gemara, alam ravav and beiz, the m'chulik is where the shayim ha shemas la shayim is chayim v'pater. Gemara has two svaras. Why is chayiv? One svar is because he says ain ritzayin shape dam deracher. You have no right to give it to that guy. I don't want it to be there. So maybe you consider pesheya. Second svar is at mehemusli b'shvua. The second guy is not mehemusli b'shvua. The first guy is trusted. He trusts the first guy. Doesn't trust the second guy. That's why shem shmosel shem is chayiv. So what does he say? So he doesn't trust him. So what? How's that Machayah the first Shimer?
So the Ramban understands, not everyone learns that way. The Ramban understands that the Pshat is midin mitarch. Because the first Shaymin doesn't know what happened. Whereas if the first Shaymin knew what happened, then he's talking potter. If the first Shaymin could swear, if the whole Svar is if the first Shaymin knows what happened, he could swear, then it's Pasha that he's potter. Okay, that's what Shaymin says. That's enough for me in two reasons. If it's Al Sain Ritzaini, Shaymin going to be an Acher, it doesn't help if you know what happened. So if it's Al Sain if the whole Svar is Atmim is Libishvua, then if the first Shaymin could swear, he's bothered. Elmai, the first Shaymin cancer, he doesn't know what happened. So Meil Zedin, he's a Chiv Shvus Hashemin, and he can't swim. That's the cloud. And when they can't swear, like by Chamsh Nidana, Chamsh Loyidana, by the Mixas, when you say that you might owe half, but the second half, you're not sure. So there, you can't swear. You can't swear because you don't know. So then we say, says Rabban, that's the pshat over there. Ba'atman is a himmels libishvua. The problem is, the reason why the first name is chai is alts mitaych. The males of the Rabban, if you tell me anyone say about the shvua, the chai of Shem Hashani should act as an aid. Every case of Shem Hashmasa l'shaymer, the Shem Hashani should pater the Shem Rishon from swearing because he's Erechot, Erem Asayeh. The only reason why the Shem Rishon is Chayiv is because he's Chayiv, he has Chayiv Shvua, he can't pay, he can't swear, he has to pay. But if Erem Asayeh Pat is in the Shvua, so then he doesn't have Chayiv Shvua. They Pat the Chayiv Shvua, so why should he have to pay? That's Ramban's Kash. What? He's being made, what happened? That was an Oinus, that was going to have Veda, that was... There wasn't Pesha or whatever. What?
The second guy is the one who actually had the.
Correct.
So he's saying that I had it and it got lost.
Yes. Is there a problem? What? You're right, there's a problem. Because the chayra, but that's what Ramban says. If you'll say patters, then why should the first shayim be chayiv? Minim etayich the chayra. The second Shomer could function as an aid and Patim from the Shmuel Mele is no Matarich. That's what Ramban said. The truth of the matter is, there's a really a problem over here that some of them talk about. And that is, the L'chayr, the second Shomer, has an Agiyas. He's an Agiyah B'davar. That's a problem. Maybe that's what's bothering Mr. Shulk over here. That he's an Agiyah B'davar because Batsim, he. if. If he's not going to say that it was an oinus or gnei aveda v'tishrei mechinam, then he'll have to pay. So mainly he has negis. He's negay b'davar to say what happened, and therefore, maybe there's another reason why he shouldn't be able to be made to help the first guy. Although you could squirm out of this question and say. Second, because Shem Chinam Shemas Hashem Sachar. It's before over there. You know, the Shem Shemas Hashem is Chayiv. Bain, if he upgrades the Shmira, Bain, if he downgrades the Shmira. So, in the case. In the case, let's say, where the Shem Sachar gave the Shem Chinam, so he's potter, the Shem Sachar is chayiv in Gnei Aveda, and he's potter in Gnei Aveda, right? So, let's say he says it was an oinus. So he doesn't have to say that it was an oinus. The Shem Sachar claimed that it was Meis that died. It was Meis Kedarka. So he doesn't have to say that. He didn't have to say that it was an oinus. He could have just said that it was stolen. So Mela, he has no negius on saying that it died. They just said it was stolen. So Mela, that could be Echatimtz. If you want Echatimtz, where the second Shaymer doesn't have Negias, could be in a case where where the Shaymer Sacha gave the Shaymer Chinam. And he claims that it died, so he has to swear that it was an Einus. And there the Eid Messiah does not have Negias that it was an Einus, because he could have just said it was going to end of Eid. That's Echatimtza, so at least it got to be part of the case of the Gemara. There could be the Rabban's asking from that case only. But the theme of Lashon Rabban is not so much like that, but at least that might be a mixed as teret. Yeah. Yeah, but he could have just said Gnei Aveid. He didn't have to say Einus. This is not going to say that it was Einus, that he doesn't have Negias. I think that's what some want to say. Now, Hamakim Eirecha who was Maftur Yishay Marisha. Now, because I tell you, Lei Bari, Shlemeza B'shiyah, Kima Sheyesham Eirecha, 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 another Raya brings similarly. The Mishnah says, "Asayicha para mechaveray v'shilo la'achen l'mehem beis." So the mechlekes tanoim, then it died. So the sayicha is pata. Yishba sayicha is mesik adarka, and the shayol pays the sayicha. The Raya says the shayol doesn't pay the sayicha because he can't make money off the masker's para. Again, he went out that Tanakhama says Seicher par mechaveir b'shil la'acher when it died. So the Seicher has to pay the mask. The Seicher swears to the mask here. And the Shayol pays the Seicher. So the question is, why does the Seicher have to swear? Right, the Shayol is being made. The Shayol is being made that it was it died by Inus. That's the second kasha of the Ramban. Also in the case of Shaymrim, Ramban asks that if you hold Amos say a pat is a shvua, then the Mishnah says the Seicher is Mishalim. Why should the Seicher have to pay? The Shayol, Chayra, he has the Eidus of the Shayol. Now, this addition, what?
Because he's involved in it, he can't be paid.
Who?
Shayol.
That's what we just asked before, Lagabe Shemesh Mazel Shaymer. Now, over here, the question doesn't exist, Bechlal, because here the Shayol is paying. So he has no one to give. Shaul's chayv and einses, so Shaul's pain. So here he certainly doesn't have the gears. What? He's saying Mesek Adarka. Mesek Adarka is einis, not Mesek Nachas Lacha. He's saying Mesek Adarka. The case, but that's the case of the Mishnah. The case is, the Seicher swears, the Shaul pays the Seicher. If it was Mesek Nachas Lacha, he wouldn't pay. That's the case. Those are the facts. You can't argue with what says in the Mishnah. Lamin Hayim and Beis. Seth is Bob Mitzia. Do you have any questions on it? Who the role he'll answer all the questions. Now, so the truth of the matter is, there's an akud over here, that there's a chiddush over here in the Ramban, which other Rishonim seem to agree with, maybe the Balmud didn't agree with it, and that is the Ramban is extending this to Shavuos HaShomrim as well. That if Eidim HaSayeya Patas or Shavuos Erecha, then Patas Shavuos by the Mikzas, which is the case of us by us is the Shavuos Erecha, and by case of the Sloim Dinarim, here's a case of Shuas by the Mitzas. The Ban assumes Erechad Mesayeh will pater as well Shvuas HaShomrim. Now, that may not be so pashit that You might want to argue and say that even though I didn't say a pater is shvua of Erecha, which was my mitzvah, the one that said a pater was a shaymer. Which that could be a simple terrorist for the Ramban, for the Baal Amar. Ulai, why? What's the svar l'chalik? So it might really depend on how you understand what is the yisoy that Eidim Maseya Pat is a shvua. Okay, there are various explanations and there are common afkaminas depending on the Havanas we'll see in the Hemshach. So Rabbi Kveger already, he's the Mardish Mites over there. He started with the Chakir over here. And Kveger is not in the Chedushim, it's in the Sefer Kosov HaKosov in he has, not on the Masechtis, but he has his letters over here, Chubis, the Simon Gimel, the second part of it. Simon Gimel. So with the Imamish Klaz Yeshiva Shechira, Mr. Pachti, Ben Masayaya, Piter, I have a commission Nizba Kfar, I have a commission Enim Chuyib Shmuel Kval. What's the gather of Eidim Masayeh? The Eidim Masayeh, the Pshat, that the Eidim Masayeh takes the place of the Shvua, it's Ke'ilu you swore. But you have the Shtaltzu a Shvua. So either you Shtaltzu a Shvua, if you Shtaltzu an Eid Echad, that's as if you swore. That's from Kaim the Shvua. Because you had the Shtaltzu somewhat of a Raya to prove your point. Right? Once you might mix us, now you have to swear. So, Eid Echad, you have to swear. Okay, so I'm supplying some type of an Emunus over here to replace the Shvua. What is it I swore? I have a Kamaish and a Mechuyu Shvua Klav. What the Pshat is that it makes that you weren't Mechuyu B'Klav. Meaning, Kregis seems to be saying, meaning the Chadis side is, I mean, if you Medayik is Lashon, Kamaish and a Mechuyu Shvua Klav, that means that he took away the whole need for the Shvua. Okay? You know, there was a certain drawer over here. There was a certain suffix that was nischadish. Al yedei de'erechad, or al yedei de'maitan miktas. There's a certain reason for us to think that you're lying. And that's mechayev you to swear in order to reestablish your credence. Okay? Now, if I have shelter in Eid Echad, the pshat is, so that nips it in the bud. That makes it that there's no sip of mechal for any chashis. And Mela, it takes away the whole sip for the shvur. The aid that's Msayyem, it takes away the whole need for the shvur. It's not the drakilo I swore, it just takes away the whole need. It goes back and says, you're telling me the shvur because I was my mitzvah. You're telling me the Eid Echad. Yeah, but this takes away the whole need for the shvur. Memesin is the third tzad, which are Ruvain and Simon Aleph. He has three tzadim, he's Mechadish. And that is, that path is a shvur. Ve'echad k'mechayev shvur. Erechad k'pater shvur. It's not the pshat that it takes away the whole need for the shvur, but just like an erechad k'mechayev shvur, so you see that erechad has koyach in shvur to mechayev the shvur. So erechad can also pater the shvur. It's not the prakil you swore. It's not the pshat that makes it there's no need for a shvur. Mechayev is the third side. That the erechad k'mechayev shvur. So then he grows a pater shvur. The truth of the matter is, I mean, the lashon of the Rosh, I think, at least in the beginning, it might get complicated in the Rosh, but at least the lashon of the Rosh, when we meet him with Mizan from Ram Rutenberg, that erechad ain't even say a pater shvur. So the lashon of the Rosh is, when it's the first raya of the Ram Rutenberg, in the Gemara, the chalavayin l'chal chatas, who didn't come? I will come le'inyan shvua, le'midakra bein l'chiyiv shvua bein lifter for that shvua. So that sounds like, this third tzad, that Reuven was Mechadish, even not one of Rukhregis to the Stadim, that the Erechad is not come Lamamun, but is come Lishvu, the Gemara, come Erechad, Lamamun would like come. Av Lishvu come, so up there, there's no difference between Mechayev and Shvu, and Gabi Patrim from Mishvu. Erechad could Patrim just like he's Mechayev. So the Chayev sounds to me like the third side of a Reuven. That the pshat is that Erechad has a direct kayach to patr the shvua. Just like you can mechayim, you can patr the shvua. You have chiv shvua, you can take away the chiv shvua. You can take it away. I'm not saying there's no need for a shvua. You're just taking away the chiv shvua. Just like you can put on a chiv shvua, you can take off a chiv shvua. That's the chayra, the simple understanding of of the Rosh, I think. which might make things more complicated when we get to the Vikuach, the dialogue between the Ramban and the Rosh, the Gabe, she was a shaman. But, so now, Rukveger says, what's an afghimina in his Hakira? What's an afghimina in his Hakira? So an afghimina would be Linyan Gilgal. Meaning, let's say there's a situation of Gilgul Shvuah. Like, Gilgul Shvuah is a person's chayiv one Shvuah, so the Baal Din, the Teveh, has a chayiv from a Galgul onto him, other Shvuahs as well, and that's learned out from Saita we had last year, Lagabe, some of us had last year, Lagabe, the parish of Saita, that you Galgul, Amish, Lestisi, Mishzeh, Mish Acher, Kulu, Kulu. Now, the idea of Gilgal is that you can make him swear other shvuas. Now, question is, let's say you have a situation of Gilgal shvua, and an aide is a Misayaya on the shvua. Okay? Question is that going to pater the Gilgal shvua as well? So, if you say, the pshat is as if you swore, then... What?
No,
it's still Gilgal. And if you swore, Hagabas, every Gilgal Shvuah, the guy swears the first Shvuah, he has to swear the first Shvuah, so it's not going to pop up the other Shvuah, he swore. Gilgal Shvuah says that, Adraba, since I can make you swear this Shvuah, I can make you swear other Shvuahs. So in fact, he's swearing the Shvuah, there's not a reason to pop up the Shvuah, by definition. Now, if it's the Pshad, Kemoishen and Mukhil Shvuah Klau, so, so the truth of the matter is, I mean, I would have said, according to that side, if the pshat is that it takes away the whole chiyuv, then there was never a chiyuv. So therefore, it's a pater. Right? That's what Craig is saying. Now, so if you hold Pshat, it takes away the whole Siba for the Chiyuv. So it takes away the whole Chiyuv Shuos. The original, it takes away the whole Chiyuv original Shuos. And Mela, it's going to pop there. Mela, the Gilgal, there's no Gilgal anymore. There's nothing to be Megalgal on. The Chiyuv Shuos became Batal. So there's no reason to be Megalgal anymore. Now, Nogam Kveger, he wants to bring a Raya. He wants to bring a Raya. And that's in Parash in the Torah. Paschal the Chumash. By Shoim, it says, in Tarav Yitarav Yivayu Eid, Hashrei Filay Shalei. Let's say, to my Shem HaSachar, and there was an Aynis. So he's Potter. He has to bring Yivayu Eid. So the question is, the Gemara says, wherever it says Eid, in Tarav means Shnai. So now, the question is, the Shomer, is Chayav Shvuah. So he's patting himself by bringing Eidim. Question is, why is he bringing two Eidim? Let him just bring one Eid. Elamai Zakim Fager. That, and this part is a chiddush to me. I'm not sure why. Because even on the Tzad, the Eidim is Sayeya. Patis from a Shvua. That's Pashit, that the Edom HaSeyeya can pater the Gilgul Shvua. The Shvua's Gilgul I'm in a Gilgul loy. Meaning it can't directly path to the Gilgul. So the Bekitzer is not going to be like this. He says, Taisin Avav says, this is a big shalom, Shainim, by Shuas Hashem, yes, there's three Shuas. Shuas Shalashim Pashati, Shalach Bayad. So the big discussion of Shoyim, which is the Ikka Shvua, which is Gilgul, it's a big mess. We'll see if Shem got that vote. But Zakir tells you what it says. The Ikka Shvua is Shalai Bashati. And Shalai Shlachti Bayad is a Gilgul. So if he brings an Eid Echad, that it was an Einus, yeah? So still, it's not going to pater him from the Shvua of Shlesh Lach Bayad. From the Shvua. It's left his wish, the Shach B'yad. The Echad says, there's an Einus. The Echad says, there's an Einus. Therefore, it's a pater. I'm not sure if the answer is right. I'm not sure now I understand this right, so we'll leave it for now and we'll go back to it. At the point that those are the stuff. Now, the question is, Lagabe Shvua, Shvua says Shaimer. Yeah? Shvua says Shaimer. What's Machiah Shvua says Shaimer? What's the reason, by Shvua says Shaimer? So Shaimer has to swear three Shvuas. Yeah, shlosh lepashati, shlachti bayad, and b'shusi. So this thing has to swear that it was an ayin, that it was like pasha, that it was an ayinus. Is there any reason to think? Is there any reason to think that he's lying? Or, like the Gemara in the Flamin Hayin Bay says, the shvuah is k'day l'hafas daidu shabal bayis. I mean, the Baal Bayis doesn't know what happened. The Shomer could say whatever he wants. So therefore, the Baal Bayis is always unsure about what happened. So the Gemara says, logically, the Hafiz Daitish of Baal Bayis, the Hafiz Daitish of Baal Bayis, he has to swear. Now, so there's no real drora, there's no real suffix, no reason to think that he's lying. It was by Shuas Eid Echad, Shuas Moed Mikzas. Over there, there's a drora, there's a svar to think that he's lying. We have reason, you know, there's something against him. Eid Echad, talking about the mitzvahs, well, tomorrow, you know, why we say that, you know, why we think that he's married the mitzvahs, maybe he really owes the whole thing. So, Mashenki Mashur the Shaymim might be different type of Shvua. That might just be Lahav Zayd Shvah Mayas. So now, if you hold that the side of the Shvua the Shaymim is like Lashem Kveger, that it patters, that it takes away the whole machayev of the Shvua. Not that it patters the Shvua. Not that it's the mak of the Shvua. Chat is that k'moyshe in the machayev Shvua, meaning it takes away the siba for the Shvua. So there is room to be machalik between Shvuas HaShayimrim and Shar Shvuas. Because you might want to say, that Shvuas HaShayimrim, the fact you have Erecha, what does it do for you? Whereas if the pshat is, there's a chshash, Tzayir Echad takes away that chshash. Just like he can make the chshash, he goes take away the chshash. Right? Befrat if you hold, like we discussed yesterday, in the Ktzais, that the side of Eir Echad is be'etzim, that the Echad calls man, you don't swear, the Echad has nemanis. When the pshat is the Echad has nemanis. Right? So just like he can mechayev, he can make a drawer, he can make a svar say that the guy is lying. So he could say he can mevatel that whole tzad. So, but it could be even by shvus shaimrim, there it's not because of a drawer, it's not because of a problem that we're chayish that you're lying. So it could be over there that doesn't help. So there would have been room. If the pshat kilu he swore, obviously it doesn't make a difference, right? If the derechad pshat is edem esayeh is the pshat kilu he swore, like that first side of Ruk Feger, then it's pashut no reason to mechal b'nei shvuos shayim and other shvuos. And if the tzad also that derechad has correct the pater shvuah, so if it doesn't make a difference. Bottom line is the chiyuv shvuah, and the derechad has correct the pater shvuah. So it doesn't make a difference the siba for the shvuah. I don't care, but the ma'aser at the end of the day, the Torah is mechayev Yeshua. Then there's a chi Yeshua. It doesn't make a difference why the Torah is mechayev Yeshua. If Erechad has a koyach to pater, if Erechad could be mechayev Yeshua, Erechad could pater Yeshua. So I don't care why the chi Yeshua is. Erechad could pater Yeshua. So that's pasha to me. If he does to tzadim, there's no reason to mechal. If he the tzad. Derechad goes to the core of the shayla, and it says there's no drara. So over here, maybe she was a shayim or not. See, even though Reb Reuven bavarins this, and he has a ravid, which I have to look up, because he wants his. Taina, the Ravid saying that Imesh was a shaymrim zips a chash over here. Since the Bible doesn't know what happened, Michal, the guy has a free reign, he can say whatever he wants. So, man, we're talking chayshish, talking that he's playing around over here, because there's no one that could contradict him, there's no one that could call him out. So, Mela, there's a chash. Although, I didn't get a chance to look at the Ravid inside, just from what he quotes, it's not necessarily clear to me that's what he's saying, but I have to look at it. Looking inside, but Akapanim, although Minukis, you could say that if the whole reason is the Havazad Shabbal Bayis, so then could be that Derechad also is accomplishes that. Okay, so you could say, there's a svar to say that if the whole svar looking at the office, that so just like the guy swears it's Mifayis Daita, so if Derechad comes, then it could be Mifayis Daita also. But then it's really like a whole different svara. It's not like the same. It's not like the same Yisoid, why Pater's other Shavuos. We learn Pater's other Shavuos, it says it takes away the whole Sefer for the Shavuot, because it says there's no Chashash. So but here it's doing differently, here it's just the Havazat Daita, and then it's not really the same thing. Agapanim, the Ramban does make the Tzush, tell one.
In Rebbe's Mishnah, it's if he's already been ready sworn, then why doesn't it work by?
Then it would work by Shavuot Shem. No, if I care. I said, according to both sides of the Kvegan, for sure it works. No, according to. Confused. I said, according to the first side of the Kvegan, it's as if he swore that it's partially that it does. I said, according to the second side of the Kvegan, that it goes, that takes away the whole Etzim Chiyiv, then there's room to be Mechalik. I said, if you know, Reuven's other side, that patterns, then it's also partially that the Shmin Ochel. Okay. Now, Now, the Rosh has an Arichas over here in this Israel. The Rosh said, Milam Ram Rutenberg, it's Machadish that Eim is Hypothesis for. So, his first ride we said before, Chol Venachatis would like any come, I'll come in Shua. Lemieta Kra, Bain Lachir Shua, Bain Lapatim Rashua. Okay, the Pasuk is only married for Mammon. Well, Gabi Shua. Both lechiyah, both leptor, it's the same thing. They make the gal v'chaymer. Eizu kaych merubah kaych ha-mukhzah kaych ha-shenim mukhzah tabayim kaych ha-mukhzah. Obviously, the guy that's mukhzah in something is in a strong position, the guy that's not mukhzah in something. Rabbi Zoy, it's the eizu m'sayyeh el mishenim mukhzah. Zoychik es ha-mukhzah l'shaba. So, Eirachon Moshel says, Reuven owes $100. So even though Reuven's a mukzik, still the Erechon has a kayach to go against the mukzik in Machayev and Meshvua. So Koshkein, the Erechon should be able to Messiah the mukzik not to make Meshvua. If you go against the mukzik, so Koshkein, he can help the mukzik. This Kavachim is not so clear because, in other words, in the first Teretz of the Maram Rutenberg, the first ride of Maram Rutenberg, he's saying there's no difference between to make a shvua and to pater shvua. Obviously, it's from the second raya, he's kilo assuming there's not, that there is room to be mechalik between mechayev and shvua and pater. There is a psasvar, although obviously he would say some binyanav. If you can mechayev, it goes to pater. Elamai, there is room somehow in svar to mechalik between mechayev and liftar. And Cain, so you don't really have a kal v'chaymer. Sort of like dialogue about Medin Liz Kanidai. You're telling me that if he could be Mechayev Eshvua against the Mokhzik Kolshkein, he should have a Kayach to help the Mokhzik, but maybe there's a difference between Mechayev and Liftar. What's the right? If you tell me this is far to say that Erechon Mechayev Eshvua and not Paiter, then there's sort of a Daya over here. So even though over here you have more reason than the Echosh bin Eman. So you hear that in Svara, but not really Kav Chaim, you hear in Svara that we know that Echosh can be Mechayev Eshvua, even though it's against the Mukhzik. And even though maybe it might be easier to Mechayev Eshvua than Pater Eshvua, but when you Pater Eshvua, he has the mile of being a Mukhzik. So that sort of compensates for this difference. So it's not really Kav Chaim, it's just like making Cheshbin Mitzad the Svaris, but he seems to be saying it as a real Kal V'chaymer. So next raya the Rosh brings that the Gemara wants to learn out that the Edim are Mechayev Eshvua, meaning, just like by the mitzvah, sichayev eshvua, so too if Edom are made, they owe part. Now he's kai for a kol, but Edom made, they owe his half. So he has to swear the rest. The Gemara wants him to raya, for learning out from Piv Eid Echot. You see that by the mitzvah is chayev eshvua, and Echot is mechayev eshvua, so Mela ate Edom as well. So, Dr. Rosh, He's a good idea. Give the rent that vain appointed in a shvua, chayim piv. And how you bought echad, vam ma'ayin in chayim chlom, a fill of shnayim ma'ayim in kain, vain appointed in a shvua, shachayim is atzmoy. And that's what the Canadian dummy. So, as a pircha, because vay echad, piv, they have mechayim in a shvua, but the piyotz boy can't pat them in a shvua. Turn by Edim, fill them lemish in mechayim in shvua, yesh them al chosha, piyotz ben. To Edom come and say he owes him part, and to Edom come and say he doesn't know it, so then he's not going to be Chayev Eshvua. Vemela, so when Kol Matzah, Bechinen Kol, Hafgav Lehava, Lekulav Lechumra, seem though Betzim doesn't really, it's not a svar, it's not a reason to factor this in. In fact, the fact that over there is by Erech and Piv, there's no Bittel, by Tuwait, and there is, that's not a reason necessarily to get Mechad Na'anah, but Ma'isim said Matzah, Bechinen Kol. So that's his other act. Now, the Ran has a very stark Italian about him on this Raya of the Rosh. Because the Ran, very stark Italian. Zok the Ran that Gabishvus Erechod, even if you hold the Amos here, it doesn't matter. But by Shavuos Erechod, an aid will pater. Why? And then he brings the sugya in Saita. The more in Saita is done, the Gabe Erechod Bachasha. Erechod Bachasha. Which means, the more says, even though we say that Kalmokah Shemina Torah, Erechod Reb Yishnayim, so Meila, the Erechot says she was Nitmeis, Erechot says she wasn't Nitmeis. So, Chayra, the first aid should be believed and not the second aid. You shouldn't drink. So, there, the Gemara, Kimon the Machish Lein Sad Achrin Aleim Himim. The Gemara that says, the right said, Erechot Nemon, Talkim Machishim. I, the first one's like two, the second one is on the month, it's like two. But Gemara, Kamba Zachas, Kamba Zachazet. It means, if they came together, say, Erechot Bachasha is nothing. So even though, once the aid has been established, so then, Kamok Shintar Erechot Agashnayim, Meila, Erechot Mokav Shnayim, the second aid comes to Machashim. But if they came together, it's called Erechot Bachasha. Meaning, Erechot Bachasha is nothing. It sort of dissolves the whole kerach of the eidus. So when you have eid versus eid, it's nothing. So meila, even if you hold the eid and say it doesn't pater from a shvua, but legabe, if the second eid came together with the first eid, the vada can pater the shvua. The erechad mechayev shvua is nothing when it's coming together with an erechad that's patering. So meila, you still have. That pirucha. So the male is not going to help you. It's not going to help you to say Erechot doesn't pater because there for sure Erechot paters. Oh man, you're going to have to figure out Pshat and Gemara. But it's not going to help you to say that Erechot doesn't pater from Meshua. Because even Erechot doesn't pater from Meshua, Erechot, Edom is not pater from Meshua. Sorry. Even if you hold, right, Edom is doesn't pater from Meshua, still, Rabbi Erecha, Shavuos Erecha, Rei Messiah would pater. Because it's Erech Machash is nothing. Okay, so now, the Rosh. Brings, and he goes on to bring the Ramban's rayas. First from the Mishnah, he does it out of order. The Mishnah says, Sech Baruch Hu Ve'er V'shel Acher, Yishav HaSeicher, I, the Shoyl, is Eidem Seyeh. So, we see Eidem Seyeh doesn't pater. It's Kasha and Maram Wutterberg. Zok Derosh, Lila Kasha Midi. Because the mission is not really getting involved in that so much. The mission is telling you the Yisaydis. The Yisaydis are that the Seicher has a Chiyav Shvuah. Right? The din is, a Seicher Bar Mechaveh Veshir Le'acher. The halacha is that the Seicher has a Chiyav Shvuah. And the Shayol has Betzim as a Chiyav Mamma to the Seicher. That's the din of the Mishnah. Now, how are you going to go about patching that Chiyav Shvuah? That's not what the Mishnah is trying to tell you, B'chal. So, if Lo Yitzur, the Shayol, was here, and he's not going to swear, then he's going to be made, then fine, so you don't want to have to swear. But that's not what the Mishnah is coming to tell you that the Yisayit. The Yisayit is the Seicher has to swear, and the Shayol pays. Now, punk, it might work out that the Seicha doesn't have to swear because you have the Echad Patis from the Shavua. That's not the issue of the Mishnah, so merely can't be right from there. But if the Ikka focus of Machlekes is, does the Shayel pay the Seicha or does the Shayel pay the Bailam? That's the Ikka focus over there. Now, how are you going to deal with the Shavua? You'll deal with it. You learn Hilchas Shavua. You'll see if they say Patis, it doesn't matter. That's not what the Mishnah is coming to show. Okay. Now, the Gabe, the Raya, the first Raya of the Ramban, the Rosh has some choice words. The Rosh says, Yesh Makshim Hevel, Madlam Kamon, Shem Shosso, Shem Chai, Dom Lat Mimashu, Echam Mimashu, Vamai Chai, Vitin, Shem Mimashem, Medusa, Mishwasa, Shukhai, Lakosh Midi, says, Chiyuva, the Rishain, Mishil De Yachle Shavahu. When writes Lahamid Lishwas Hashani. When the Schai of Lairishan Mammon. The Ein Eid Echad Paiter Mechiv Mammon. So look at the Rosh. Over there it's Mechiv Mammon. This is Nimitaych. L'chayr is saying Nimitaych. Say L'chayr because the Ktsayis learns up differently in the Rosh. L'Aisa. You know, even the Lashon HaRosh, I think, is very schwer to say that. Again, what's Lashon HaRosh? Lakosh HaMidi. Chiyuv D'Rishayin B'Shril De'ein Yachol Yishavahu. When he writes L'Ham L'Shuas Hashem, V'Nizchayim L'Rishin Mama. V'Ein Echad Paid D'Mechiv Mama. So Pasha D'Rosh is saying, D'Mitaych. The Ktsayis, Garla, is not like that. The Ktsayis takes issue with the Shach. Shach and Sin Pei Zayin. What's the size of Pei Zayin? What? Huh?
Pes?
Pes? Wait, here you are. Pes. When the Mechaber, the Rama said, this is a similar Adam Sayaya. We know the Mechaber of Adam Sayaya Patras. Vika Kisvar is Shaina. The Adam Sayaya Shaina is Shaina. The Patras is Mishnah. Rama Paskin is Vika like the Svar is Shaina. Adam Sayaya Patras is Shul, like the Rosh and Ram Rudaber. So he's been down the Shach. Miu, heich na mechuy yeshuva yach l'shava meshalem ein ed mesiya paitra. And the mocker is the rush. The mocker is the rush. Our rush says the ed mesiya, where it's a situation where it's mitech yach l'shava meshalem, then ed mesiya can pater from a shvua, can't pater from mom. Look, Tzai is a problem with this Shach. That, what's the chat that the Rosh is calling your mom? Hooray, that's what the Chiyuv Shavua. So, if you're telling me this is called Chiyuv Mammon, then how could the aid be mechayiv a situation of any yachal shav meshalim, he's being kam l'mamen. You tell me that every mitaych, that's mizchiyav mamen. Every mitaych is a chiyav mamen. So then, haray, eidachal can't be kam l'mamen. So Moshe, by case of Nasler v'Abba, but eidachal says that he grabbed it. He says it was his. Can't be machish the aids, so because they have to have Shalom. So how could they have to be Neman? The Chari is being made on the Chi of Mammon. Elamai, Zokhli Tzais. Avad is not called, it's not Chi of Mammon, that's in Chi of Shavua. But you can't swear, you have to pay. Eldu Mamela Chayim, Shnei Yach L'Shava. So Mela, the Eidim is here, Pat. This is, once you pat it from the Chi of Shavua, there's no Chi of Mammon either. So because of that, I mean, we'll deal with these questions. We'll deal with these questions. Therefore, the Tzais wants to say, members of the Mukhiyasev like that, the Tzais wants to say in the Rosh. The Rosh Besser is very sure. He wants to say that the reason for the Chiyuv Mamon over here, by the case of Shemesh Vasa Shemer, Atlim Himes Lebishvua, is a gather of any day and priority. The Nafkimin guy says, Ruins Tevei Shimon. So the Nafkimin, if he says, I know I'm for sure Chayiv, I'm not sure if I paid back, then he has to pay. There's a chazaka that he's Chayiv, so he has to pay. If he says, any day is Nischayafti, Ruben comes to him and says, you owe me $100,000. He says, I don't remember. So then he's Potter. So the Rashi says the Mukhi Yosef, which is mashma that by Shemesh Masa Shem, but Pshat is the get of any day impriety. He would, by giving it off to the other Shemer, created a Chiv. Now you have a shayla whether the Chiv went off because it was an Einus. That's any day impriety. So Melo's like, so that's the Rosh means. Rosh means that's the Chiv Mammon because any day impriety. That's why there's no Erech HaMesayet. In my eyes, if you look at the Rosh, it's really not mashma like that. The Rosh says, the Chiyuva the Rishon b'shvilt eni yoch l'shavahu v'nizchai l'rishon mamen. B'shum de eni yoch l'shavahu. That clings that Now, that lashon of the Rosh is because he can't swear that's telling me Chayim Tersh Enoch Hashav Meshalim, like the Shach. Yet the Rosh is calling it a Chiyuv Mamon. We have to know how to deal with this question, and also we have to understand, try to figure out what's the machlokes, the Ramban, and the Rosh.